Blog Talk Radio. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. Not only is this show intended to provide insight to all things Tarot, it is also intended to be a resource for your personal questions regarding life, love, career, and general choices. I'm Tina C., your host and spiritual advisor with I Hear Tarot on the radio. It's yours to know. Good evening and welcome to I Hear Tarot on the radio. I'm your host, Tina C. It is my pleasure to be with you guys tonight. This is my first show, so I'm going to ask that you overlook any technical difficulties that we have tonight. We're getting some things ironed out. But regardless, I would like to, again, welcome you to the show, encourage you to participate, to call in, to be engaged. There's no question that is too embarrassing, too inappropriate. And I'm here to help you and support you however it is I can, especially those that might be new to Tarot. So just to take a step back, I am, as I mentioned, new to the show, and I have about 8 years of experience in reading and practicing Tarot. So I thought I would just take a few minutes to share with you a little bit about me before we go into some calls and see how I can support you. It was a few years ago that I actually was talking to my uncle one day and told him I was experiencing the feeling of being unsettled, and I couldn't quite place what it was. And I found myself walking around with people or even by myself and noticing shadows out of the corners of my eye. And so I shared this with him because it was a little disconcerting. And he suggested that he take me to a tarot reader. And I'd never had a reading done. And I wasn't even sure what it was that I was going to be expecting from her. But I definitely took his advice. And we went down in Dallas, near Dallas, and had about an hour reading, at which she came back and shared with me that I'm a healer, as most women are. And so she suggested that I look into Reiki, which is energy healing, Eastern energy healing. And I did, came back to California and was able to find an excellent Reiki teacher who attuned me. And it was shortly after I was attuned for Reiki that I found myself drawn to tarot cards. And so much like everyone does, you get a deck, one that speaks to you however it does. And then you begin picking up each card. You begin picking up each card and reading them and moving ahead with what it is you think you're getting. And so we'll get more in depth with that in just a few minutes. But I want to take a few minutes now to open up the lines for those people that have any questions or comments, and I'm happy to do a reading for you now. So go ahead and call in. Let's see if we can get you connected, and whatever questions you might have, let's see what the cards have to answer for you.
Hey, Tina, it's me, Angel.
Hi, Angel.
How are you? I'm so excited that you're on the air in the first day.
Yeah,
the first show
I'm doing
is always
well.
Fun, right? Everything that could go
yes.
and happen and stuff is happening. So I wanted to inaugurate you and bless you by giving you an opportunity to talk to me so I can get your juices rolling. Since it's so fun to have
you,
I want to welcome you with great love. I'm so excited to have you here on New Age Guild Radio.
Thank
oh, my God,
you.
I never
I'm
get
very,
information.
Very excited to be here.
I'm so excited. Nobody ever answers questions for me. I don't even know what to ask. My goodness. So how do you work? What is this? What do you do? What are you going to do? I'm so excited. I'm distracted by my excitement.
Yeah. Well, what I thought we would do is just offer this time for callers that want to call in. regarding any, just about any question there is. Like I mentioned before, it's not nothing too personal. There's nothing too intense that can be asked. So, you know, it really depends. It's something that can be off the top of your mind. It can be something that's been keeping you up at night. It can be something that we're waiting for information to come together. Ooh. So it's really, yeah, it's really up to you. Sometimes people okay. find it really helpful to ask a question. You know, there's like this gray part in the middle, or there's this unknown in the middle. And a lot of times people like to ask for insight towards that as well.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you about my job then. Where do you see what's going on with my job? Lots of interesting things going on, a little turmoil. Do you see anything, any changes happening for me there in the coming months?
And this is with which job in particular?
My day job, my this is my, what I do here is my superhero job. What I do during the day is my pay the bill job.
Okay, so let's get some insights.
Oh, I hear the cards shuffling. I love it.
Yeah, so it's actually interesting. Your cards wanted to make themselves known right away, so they actually went that way.
Amazing. Just like
very,
me, right?
Very much like, I was going to say very, very much like you. Okay, so let's see here. Okay, so what's coming through is, let's see, what I'm getting and what we're saying first is hard work. So we know that ethic is there, and actually what the cards are saying is you're not just – you're there with an intention to move through things. We're not just sitting there. We're not just stagnant and wanting to rack up so many years or so many awards, so to speak. We're there because we're moving through, and that's what the cards are talking about. So one of the things they're saying is that you can continue your hard work, but your hard work is also going to pay off, and it's interesting because – I'm seeing a transition for you, but let me get more information. Okay, so we're seeing, let me see what I mean by transition. So they're actually talking about there's a shift in responsibilities, and what isn't necessarily yours gets to be taken away from you. So it looks like we get to be very particular and streamline what it is you do and how you do things and your contribution. So that's one thing. We're also seeing celebration. So is this a position where you would be able to receive a promotion or something like that?
Yeah, it is. Doesn't feel like that's where
okay.
it's going right now, but yeah. yeah.
No, and I get that too, because it's kind of out of nowhere, the celebration, but something does happen that is cause for celebration is based on your hard work. And it's also based on realigning, and I don't want to say realigning and restructuring in the way that the whole business shifts, but there's definitely, it involves you and what it is you do in other areas as well. So it's interesting because while it seems like responsibility gets reallocated to where it belongs, so to speak, and you are recognized for your efforts, it's also a matter of what's going to happen next. What I will say is we do see some celebration and some happiness, but what I'm getting for you is it's not going to be because you're so specific and determined about what you're working towards, it may not be enough to sustain you, but it's going to be, the shift itself is going to be interesting enough to keep you intrigued or engaged.
Ooh.
If that makes sense.
Yes, it does. It makes sense. That's really good. I like it. So I would love to get more information. So how would I get in touch with you if I wanted to kind of dig deeper into that?
Yeah, so let's do that. That'll take a little bit more time, but we can get in depth specifically with the steps. And so you can reach out to me by calling 234-97-TAROT, or you can send me an email at Christina, C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, at ihearTAROT.com, and we can pick this back up or schedule a time to speak.
Oh, gosh, thank you very much. I'm going to let you go on to the rest of your show. Good luck to you. God bless you. Have fun.
Thank you. Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right, guys. So just as you heard, I have the opportunity to read for Angel, and her question was about career and what she's got going on, and even something as far out as the next few months. Don't be afraid to call in and ask me that question. We get to see what's around it, and that's one of my favorite things about the cards is that we get insight to any question we have, to any topic we have, and it's just a matter of asking the question. So the answers are always there for us. Sometimes it's not super easy for me to see it first, but we get to walk through it and work through it, and that's the beauty of these cards. You know, a lot of people call in, or they even like using oracle cards. And oracle cards are great because they give you a high-level perspective. And, again, my favorite thing about Tarot is they give you a very narrow perspective of what's going on. So we get to get clear. If there's something on the peripheral that we don't see, we get to see that with the cards. And so I know we've got some callers that are waiting to speak with us. So I am available however this gets to work, but we're going to take as many calls as we can. With whatever question you have. So when you are on air with us, just make sure that you state your name and your question. And, of course, I'm going to ask you guys, if you're on the air, just recognize that you will be getting to share all of your detail with the rest of us. And we really appreciate you taking the time and the trust to call in and share with us. So thank you for doing that. All right, so let's see if we can get a caller on the line. And I've got my cards shuffled here, so I am ready to see how we're going to process our first caller. Do I have you on the air? This is Tina.
Hello?
Hi, this is Tina.
Hello?
Can you hear me okay?
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I think so. Sorry, I didn't get the unmuted, so I wasn't sure if you were talking to me or not. Okay.
Yes, welcome. You are my first caller. What's your name?
Oh, exciting. Well, Angel Logan.
Yes.
This is Miranda. I often call her show, and I'm excited to speak with you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Miranda, how can I help you?
I do have a question, but first, I would, is it okay if I make a suggestion? I know you're doing, this is a tarot show, and if you would be kind enough to share what card you're using, and maybe as you do the reading to like to sort of mention which card pops up, because there are some of us who love to learn more about tarot, and that would be useful.
Oh, great, yes, great feedback, thank you. I will share with you guys. I'm using the Universal deck, the Universal Weight deck. So it looks a lot like the Rider-Waite deck. It's really the artwork is a little bit different, but the themes and the definitions and explanations are the same.
Are the same.
But
okay,
I will share
great.
With you also, yes, and I will share with you what cards I do flip over.
Yeah, because that's helpful. I love to listen in on tarot shows because I'm trying to learn. And it's useful for me, too, when I hear someone else's interpretation of a card. It just helps, you know, bring things together. So, yeah, I'd appreciate that. So my question is, I'm wondering what you see just generally in the next month or two, what's coming up for me?
So let's see. So you're asking in the next month or two what we've got coming up for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay. Okay, Miranda. So what we've got, and what I did was flipped over four cards, and this is to give us insight to the upcoming months, so September and then also towards October. So one of the first cards that jumped out to make itself known is the Knight of Swords. And then following the Knight of Swords, we're looking at the Fool. So this is what I'm seeing for September. So this is really interesting because You know, the Knight of Swords is talking about swift action. It's talking about decision making. And whether or not it's necessarily exactly the way we want things to be, it's movement. And that's what the cards are saying right now. And then we're following it up with the Fool, which is really interesting because that movement, there's still traction there. And what I'm getting, they're talking about the insight that you gain from this movement, from the shift, from the options that are in front of you, or just even from the discussion actually opens up this place for you to make it a, almost like a bigger decision, which is coming up with our Fool. So that's really interesting. And that's, of course, our major arcana. For October, we're seeing, and this is really a blend, so I'm actually seeing September and October together. We're seeing, let's see, I'm getting a lot of happiness for you and a lot of being content. We're seeing our nine of cups, which is our fat and happy card, almost even sometimes too indulgent, but that's a great card to have, and followed by the queen of cups. So it's really interesting. We're seeing some swift action taking place, some decision-making happening, and then after that, we're happy with the decisions we're making because they're being represented by our cups and by our nine of cups and our queen of cups. So what I'm getting for you is comfortable is one of the words that's coming up, content, secure, not just abundance, but just really things are falling into place, things are falling into line, especially after such you know, what could be an aggressive start with our Knight of Swords and even jumping right in with our Fool. We're seeing that you're falling into, like, you know, a bed of clouds because whatever decisions that you make or that you're moving ahead with seem to really suit you, and we get to enjoy that. You get to enjoy your decisions. You get to enjoy who's around you and what's going on, and that's a big part of especially what's coming up for the season, but I would say starting off the last part of the year pretty comfortably is what I'm getting.
Nice. And what was the second card? I missed that.
The Fool, zero of the major arcana.
Okay, yes, the zero. Yeah, the first card. Okay. Very good. I appreciate that. Thank you. Sounds like very positive.
Definitely very positive, very comfortable, just and a lot of good memories. I see some good stuff coming up. So looks like you'll get to enjoy definitely the start of this last part of the year.
Awesome. It's well deserved.
Yes, good for you. Thank you for calling in, Miranda.
Thank you. Have a good show. Bye.
Thanks, you too. All right. So that was just to recap, so you guys are clear on what's going on, and it's really fun, like Miranda mentioned, to hear other people's cards and the definitions and even the way the cards play into one reading from the next reading. I don't necessarily mean that the definition of the card changes per person, but of course the other cards that are around one particular card we're looking at could be very much a different reflection that lands on that card. But for Miranda, what we saw was the Knight of Swords, followed by the Fool, the Nine of Cups, and the Queen of Cups. And she was asking about what her next month or two look like. And what we're seeing here is getting some of the static out of the way, getting some of the decisions out of the way, getting to start and invest and even be just a next phase. Kind of moving and grooving and getting to stay stable with that and being happy with the results and seeing that we get to be happy with the results that are in front of us almost immediately. So that is really interesting and encouraging for Miranda. And again, great question. If you guys have feedback, she was suggesting I share with you guys the tarot deck I'm using and the cards that appear. So as we go along, this is a learning process for all of us. So if you've got feedback, I would love to hear it and support you guys however and the best that I can. So I'm going to see if we have any other callers. We can jump right into the next question.
Hello.
Hi, this is Tina. How can I help?
Hi. I didn't hear the unmute signal either, so I think you might be talking to me.
I am. What's your name?
Oh, good. Great. I listen to the Billy Dancer show pretty regularly, and so welcome, and Nice to hear you on the air. And I think Miranda had a couple of very good suggestions about as you find your way forward in this format, that either for people who are learning tarot or more for people like me who do already know tarot. It's so interesting to hear how other what cards are being used, and also which deck is being used and what cards come up, because it's just interesting to hear other interpretations from other readers. I thought she made a really good suggestion. My contribution to the suggestion box is that you be really mindful of callers who ask question after question after question after question, and they go on and on and on and on. I would have an egg timer personally if I were you, but that's just me as a listener for a long time on Blog Talk. So it will happen to you, and all the callers who are in queue waiting to get in will be very unhappy because one caller is monopolizing the time, your time. So I think you will need to learn some kind of balance on that as you proceed. That's my suggestion in the box.
That is
Alrighty.
A very good one. I've got that written down. Thank you very much. That's a great point.
You're welcome. I noticed it on a lot of shows. Anyway, so my question is also the same as Miranda's, actually. Just the next 1 or 2 months ahead.
The next 1 or 2 months ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell me I'm sorry, I missed your name.
I'm sorry, I don't even think I told you. My name is Allison.
Allison, okay.
You're fine. Yeah.
Okay, and I asked that question in particular because I like to identify you with the cards, even though we're talking. I do ask in my mind what we have,
right,
if they want to share regarding your next month or two for Allison. Okay.
Right.
Okay. You know, let's see here. You know, it's interesting, Allison, as I was shuffling the cards, I felt myself compelled to really make sure they're shuffled and to really make sure that we're getting, like, you know, we're putting clean energy into the cards, and these are specific to you. And I guess what I'm trying to convey to you is the feeling of being extremely diligent in what it is we're doing, the process, and having faith in the process. And so what's interesting, what's coming up for you, is the King of Swords followed by the King of Cups. And so it's interesting because now this could go two ways. It could be influence that we're talking about, having an advisor, influence a source, or even a confidant, maybe even a partner that's often close by and helps us in our day-to-day business or even endeavors. But what I'm getting for you is really a lot of structure, and that's kind of what was coming through in the cards as I was shuffling them, was a lot of structure. And what does that mean for you? Because I know you're asking what we're expecting for the next month or two, and structure isn't exactly an answer. Let me see what's coming through, because maybe status quo, nothing out of the ordinary, things are, you know, going along, you know, there's no squeaky wheel, no cog is out of place, so this is actually good news. And I say that because we're following those two cards, our King of Swords and our King of Cups, we're following those with our Five of Pentacles, and then our Justice card, our 11 of the Major Arcana. So let's see, that five of Pentacles gets my attention, because you know the five and the cards is usually that place. Sometimes it's where we get a little stuck or things get a little sticky because we're not sure of which direction to go, and it's almost like we have a lot of input but we can't do anything about it just yet. So. Okay, so what's coming up for me for you is they're saying because things are so in line and structured right now towards the beginning, or maybe even September, as we start rolling towards the middle end of September, what I'm getting for you is that something comes up that is going to require a decision. That's where our Justice card comes in. So we're seeing the right decision being made, but there's some kind of deliberation. And And looking at the Five of Pentacles, I would say it has to do with finances. And it could be something as minor and close as a ticket, like a traffic ticket, but it could be something that actually does consume some of your time and actually requires you to do a little bit of homework, so to speak. So what I'm getting for you is things are going along, buttoned up just the way they are. We like smooth sailing, and this little hiccup comes into our life, and we get to look back at it, and they're talking about gaining perspective from this and then making a decision after you have perspective, not reacting quickly. So, and getting it's something towards your favor too. I'm not getting it something that's going to be extreme, but definitely something that gets your attention.
You said it was the Five of Pentacles in the weight deck. Is that not the card that has the guy on crutches walking outside in the snow?
Yes.
The five. Yeah, that's so it's kind of I've heard that called the poverty card. I've seen it referred to that way. So, but I don't know what it looks like that you're using, but that's one of the least joyful cards from my.
Yes, it can be a little intimidating. You're absolutely right. What I see in this card, and a lot of times, like people, like it's known as a poverty card, I see this one as you being able to gain perspective and also. There's another word. Let me think about this. Being able to work with someone or create a relationship that didn't exist before. So this card really is a big opportunity card for me. But, yes, I hear what you're saying. A lot of times it is seen as a kind of ominous card. But I see this, especially with your Justice card, with your Major Arcana, I see positive outcome. But we just get to work through it. There's definitely a way to work through it. But, yeah, to the average person, it might be they just throw up their hands and throw in the towel. But for you, I'm not getting that. I'm not getting that. We're gonna go through this.
Okay. So the cards were the Knight of – was it the Order, the Knight of Swords, the Knight of Cups, the Five of Pentacles, and then the Justice? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yes.
Okay.
You got the last two correct. The first two are the King of Swords and the King of Cups.
Oh, kings. Okay, not nice. Okay, great. Thank you.
Both kings.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you, Allison. Take care.
Please mute me so I can continue to listen to your debut show.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Good luck. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. So, again, Allison brought up a great point for those of you that are becoming familiar with Tarot or even are familiar with the Five of Pentacles. This card can be kind of intimidating and intense because, as she mentioned, it's known as a poverty card. Looking at it, we've got two figures out in the snow. One of them is on crutches. The other one is older and, she's leading the charge, leading the pack. And this card can talk about, feeling despair, maybe a shortage on funds or even not knowing what to do or how to allocate funds because this is the Pentacles. So this does have to do with finances. But again, what I see, and this could be me in my glass half full perspective, but this card is offering us the opportunity to see the flip side of the situation. This card is offering us the opportunity to work with someone new or work with something new that we didn't before. This card actually does very much so talk about these two people that are walking side by side, feeling like they don't have anything to offer each other, when in reality they actually do, and they have perspective and information and knowledge they can share. So this is a really... it can be a tough card, and it's the five. So five, as I mentioned, can usually make us feel like we're in a sticky position where we don't know where to go. But in this case, I like to say we might be down and out for a little bit, but it's nothing we can't work through. And that's always the case. We can always work through this, especially being right next to our Justice card, which is our Major Arcana. So things will work out the way they should. They work out nice and even for us. So have faith. Especially if that Five of Pentacles pops up, it's just at least you know what's coming down the pipeline and we get to work through it, which is really great that Allison asked that and we already get to see it. So And in this case, she gets to be a little more prepared as well. So we're going to see if we have any more callers on the line that want to jump in and ask a question, however that looks to you. I'm here. Do I hear anyone there, or is it some background noise on my end?
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? I'm well. Who is this?
Rose Maria.
Hey, Rose Maria. Thank you for calling in. How can I help?
Same question next month or two. It's coming up for me. Hopefully for the positive.
Okay. All right. So let's take a look at this. And you guys, this is such a great question. We'll look at September again. But Rose Maria, let's see what we've got for the next month, you're saying. Did you say the month or two or just September? How is that looking for you?
September, beginning of October.
Okay. Yeah, so let's see. Okay, so what's coming up for you, Rose Maria, is, let me see, what was coming up for me earlier for you was being creative. They're talking about, your cards are talking about, we have three out of these four cards are the suit of rods or wands. And so this suit, this particular suit has to do with a person's passion, creativity, the beingness of someone. This is a really exciting suit to have because this is just, you can see the energy in it. And we're seeing some movement too. So it's interesting because what's coming up for you is boundaries. And when I say boundaries, I mean boundaries in the way of this is working for me, this isn't working, and we get to reestablish that. And so that actually allows us some freedom. So what we're seeing first is the Ten of Rods. And then second, we're seeing the Ten of Cups. And so it's interesting what I'm getting is, again, this boundary, we're laying stuff down. We're not carrying what isn't ours to carry any longer. And we get to celebrate and be happy with this. Just because we're deciding not to carry other people's weight or maybe burdens or even concerns or issues doesn't mean that we can't celebrate with those people. And so that's what these cards are telling us. Towards the middle of September, maybe the beginning of October, we're seeing a Three of Rods and also an Ace of Rods or Wands. And so what I'm getting for you is a little bit of a reinvention. And I don't mean that in a really extreme way because we're not seeing the Death card. We're not seeing all these other transformation cards. But what we're seeing is like just a reestablishment of your boundaries, your lines, and what makes you happy. Tapping back into the you that is really you without the, the burden of everyone else. Does that make sense so far? Or should I get, does that
yes.
make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, good. So it's really exciting. And I think I'm getting caught away with being excited because these are really empowering cards and I love them too for you because these are what you're deciding. This isn't because we're not seeing any major arcana. This is like you deciding I am, I will, I do, I be, versus, outside forces kind of working with us. So really exciting, really empowering. You're laying stuff down. You're drawing your lines in the sand, and people love you for it. You're not offending anybody. You're not hurting anyone's feelings. And even if you are, you're coming from this place of love, and this is what's right. This is what I deserve, because you are so loving and fiery and passionate that way. That is just a reset for you, and it's beautiful. And I'm really excited for your Ace of Wands, Anne Maria, because that's, again, you get to fire up again. You get to spark up again, whatever that is for you. We get to see that here towards the beginning of October, which is really exciting. So what you've got going on is just really empowering and deliberate and a little bit of, reestablishing that boundary that you've got because you are kind of fiery is what I'm getting from the cards. So, looking really good, really exciting, and you get to be happy with the decisions and the actions that you're taking. So, looking really good.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. You take care. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye. All right, guys. So I wanted to say, I'm not sure if you guys have had a chance to check out our homepage, but I'm going to talk a little bit more about what we saw for September. But before I do, you know, we can pick up these conversations again after the show. You guys can reach me by email, by phone, whatever works best for you. Phone is 234-97-TAROT. So that's 234-97-TAROT. And you can call me. We can pick up a conversation that we started, or we can reestablish a conversation, which is probably what we'll end up doing. And you can also reach me by email, CRISTINA@IHearTarot.com. And that's my website, IHearTarot.com, IHEARTAROT.com. So if something strikes you on the call tonight or even in the future, and again, if you guys have feedback, you have input, you want to share something, I'm open to hearing what it is that you would like to share with me. So, again, you can reach me 234-97-TAROT, somewhat easy to remember, or look me up online at IHearTarot.com. So I thought what I would do is take a quick second, too, to explain a little bit more about what I pulled. I did a small three-card spread for the month of September. And what I pulled was the Devil, the High Priestess, and then the Eight of Cups. And I thought that was really interesting. So what I got with the Devil, which is, you know, sometimes can be a scary card, but what I saw with the Devil is restraint. We're starting out this month under restraint. And depending on what it is for you or how it is for you, it's just maybe feeling a little oppressed. It could be finances. It could be our own mental energy. It could be relationship. It could be, in fact, situations that are happening to other people in this world that are impacting us today. And then following into, interestingly enough, our High Priestess, which is two of the major arcana, she's coming back strong. So it's interesting. Our Devil is starting out by telling us, signifying that we're under restraint. You know, you see the chains on the Devil. We have that black door that indicates the unknown, that fear factor. And then our High Priestess comes out in the middle and says, hey, no, you got this. You have a voice. You have a choice. And it's so empowering and uplifting, the reality of what is our life and what we choose to make and support as our reality versus what it may not be. And then the following card, interestingly, is our Eight of Cups. And as you guys know, cups have to do with matters of the heart or emotion. So we're starting out September with this strong, ominous, oppressive Devil card, 15 of the major arcana. And we're flowing into the, wait a second, I have a voice, I can speak, I can tell you what I want to do, what I want to say, how I want things to be with our High Priestess. And then we're closing up with our Eight of Cups, which is listening to ourselves. If we decide to walk, we decide to walk. If we decide to stand and make that stand, that's what we decide too. So it's really interesting. Our month of September is going to be us exercising what it is that we see that's not right, that we're not feeling good about. And in the end, rectifying it and addressing it. And that High Priestess reminding us, again, that we do have that intuition, we do have that energy, and we do have that opinion. And there's absolutely no reason we shouldn't be sharing it. So however that looks to you guys, if that's family, if that's waiting till the smoke clears before you make a stand, but you get to do it. And that's what this month of September is saying to us, is we're not going to be oppressed. We're not going to be restrained. We're going to find our voice, and we're going to exercise it. So we can speak more on that a little bit later, but that was what came up for my three-card spread. I will probably get more in depth with the month of September as we go along. We might get granular and do a week by week card or even a three card pull for a week by week to get more in depth with what's going on with September. But I would say starting out, this is a pretty strong indication of what's going to happen through the month. So it's really kind of exciting. I'm getting like rally cries in the back of my mind. I'm getting surprising answers or reconciliation or even feedback. So this is going to be a really vocal month. And if you're starting to feel it, if your spidey senses are tingling, if you've already been noticing that at home or even in the workplace or even with your intuition, listen to that, because September is, it's going to be a vocal month. So like I said, we'll next week we'll pick back up on that and see what the second week of September wants to share with us. And as it is now, it looks like we've got about 20 minutes, you guys. So I am happy to take calls if anyone is there and able to. I'm definitely open for the next caller. Hi, this is Tina. Can you hear me okay? You might be on mute. Let's see if we can fix that. Hello? Do we have you? Okay, so if you're on the air and you can hear my voice, it sounds like I can hear you, but we can't quite hear any voice from you yet, but it looks like I hear some background noise. We're still working out some technical kinks here, but if you're there and you can hear me, please respond and we can address your question. All right, so we'll see if we can't get that. We'll see if we can't get that caller connected to us. But listen, guys. So I wanted just to take a step back and let you know again for September, we put on the homepage the spread for the month of September. And what I'll do, what I'll go ahead and commit to doing, is in the future we can pull a card per week. So for next week, next Tuesday at 9 Pacific. We'll pull a card to see what that trend is for the weekend. We'll start keeping a journal of this and seeing what's coming together. But like I said, I'm feeling something really powerful for this month and breaking out of the box, breaking out of that oppression and getting to use your voice, which is really exciting and empowering and following up with action. So looking, you know, actually, since we're on the phone with you guys and we're live, let's just go ahead and pull a card for this week and see what it looks like. So, and at this point, after every shuffle or every question, we clear the deck and we're going to get to ask with a new clean slate. So let's see here. I'm going to pull a card for this, what is this, Tuesday the 5th of September. Let's take a look at this and see what the week looks like. Okay. Interesting. So the Emperor came up. This is the four of the major arcana. Really interesting to note that September, again, is so powerful that we're seeing a lot of major arcana. And so four wanting to make itself known, the Emperor. Great card for us to look at. Not just a been there, done there card, but a card that's indicating experience. And experience allowing us, in this case, to take a step back, but also take a step forward. So this card is really what I'm getting for this card for us, is that this is really talking about we're tapping back in and stepping back into our roles. So if we felt powerless, if we felt like displaced, if we felt like something isn't working, this card is indicating that we get to shake off our rust and step right back up on that podium. And this card is saying that we maybe have been taking a back seat, and this could go back to being restrained, maybe taking a back seat to what's been going on and feeling powerless. But in the heart of hearts, we've been there. We've done that. We know how this game goes, and we're very, very proficient at playing it. So what I'm getting for this week, and we may even be feeling like we're behind the eight ball because of the holiday, or maybe feeling like we're oppressed because we're working during the holiday. But this card is talking about we know what's going on, and we don't have to sacrifice our knowledge, our experience to play the game. We get to be as empowered, as intelligent, and as experienced as we've always been. So this is a really And this card is also indicating we get to take back what's ours. And I say that in the way of not just power, but comfort, security, openness, getting to being vocal. This card is really just talking about almost finding ourselves again is what I'm getting for this. We're seeing a lot of oranges in this card, and again, I'm using the Universal Weight deck. So it's very similar to the Rider-Waite deck, but we're seeing a lot of empowering energy in this card. And I want you guys to understand it, what's really coming through is this is not like a new empowering. This is something that's just reestablishing and reconnecting to that power you guys have. So for the first week of September, awesome. We're seeing the four of the major arcana, the Emperor. And this card is talking about taking our power back, making our stand, staying back in place, going to the front of the line where we should be, and taking action. And it looks like we might have another caller that's available for us. This is Tina. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, hello?
Hello. Hi, this is Tina.
Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I have a question. I'm starting a business, a new business, and I was wondering if you see anything, and how this possibly can go or anything like that.
I didn't catch the last part. You said if I see anything regarding what?
I'm starting a new business, and I was just wondering if the cards look like it's going to be good for me or bad. Experience, or
okay.
I'm just a little nervous about it, so I was kind of curious if you see anything.
Okay, definitely. And share with me your name.
My name's Jerry.
Jerry, all right. So you're just starting a business, and you want to see what energy is around it, whether it be good, in quotes, or bad. Okay.
It's a positive energy.
Okay. Good. That's what I'm getting to. So let's see. One of the first things that's coming up in this card wanting to make itself known right away is the Hermit, which is nine of the major arcana, the Hermit. And this is the card that looks like the older, he almost could be Santa Claus, and he's holding a lantern down. So I can see that we're still very focused. And when I say very focused, we are still very what's the word? I don't want to say new to the process, but we're still very specific on what it is we're looking at and then the way we're analyzing what we've got going on. So not just being very detail-oriented, but just being very focused right now on what we've got going on. So let me see what else they want to say. Okay. Okay. Okay, great. So, Jerry, what's coming up already is that we're seeing our Hermit, which is staying focused. We're saying, when I say focus, I mean like laser vision. We have an agenda. We have a vision. We have something that we want to accomplish, and this is what we're doing. And so that's really supportive because we don't have any room for failure. It's going to be success, success, success. It's one of the things that's coming up. A couple of the other things that's coming up that we're seeing here is your Queen of Wands and your King of Wands. So this is really interesting because this is a very fine balance on the creative side too. So this isn't just about black and white, monetary, we're going to make $1 million, but there's something creative and passionate here. So we're seeing that passion also accompanying the focus. This is very encouraging. Next to that, we see our Ace of Pentacles, which is talking about the opportunity not only for income and for money, but also for a successful venture, a successful idea. So the cards that I'm seeing right now are talking about all the right things blended at all the right times. And let me just look at a couple more cards for you. Overall, regarding the situation, Jerry, what's coming up, the two cards that appeared are the Sun, which is 19 of the major arcana, and then the Star, which is 17 of the major arcana. Beautiful cards to have. Sun is all about excitement, energy, love, light, newness, growth. We're seeing a lot of gold in your cards, which is very positive. And then we're seeing our star card. So what I'm getting for you is that we may not have all the kinks worked out for what we're going to create, but everything is going down the exact path it should be to be successful. If you are still working out kinks, for example, what was coming up for me is if you're focused over here in one area, everything else on the, in the other area that you may not have your thumb on right now is going well. And there's just a very positive synchronicity that's coming through for this project that you've got going on. So if you are working out details, don't fear, because they're all coming together the right way. The passion, the love, and the energy, and the devotion, and the focus, and the heart that you have mixed into this venture looks great. Everything is very encouraging and blending nicely, blending very well. I'm not seeing anything that seems to be wobbly everything is balanced the way it's all coming together. So it looks really good.
Awesome. Thank you very much. That's very comforting. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, good luck. The direction and the passion and the heart you have in this is a big part of it. It's coming through. So, and follow your intuition. Listen to yourself. But these cards look really good for this project.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Take care. All right, guys, I want to say I appreciate you working through some of the technical difficulties. I apologize if you can't hear me right away, but it seems like we're able to connect after a couple hellos. And it looks like we've got a couple more minutes for another caller, if anyone is out there that has a question that they would like to share with us, and we could see what the cards want to answer in response. Do we have anyone there?
Hello?
Hi, this is Tina. You're on the air. Who is this?
Tina, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. This is a really great show. I'm very proud to hear from you. I'm sorry, my name is Adam.
Adam, well, thank you for calling in. How can I help?
Yes, this is a really great show. I can only get to keep it short.
Thank you.
I'm worried about a lot of things. I don't know where to look. I've been religious my whole life, and that's always, you know, seemed to not hold up. But I'm moving away from my childhood neighborhood. I'm starting a business, and I want to know what's there for me.
Okay, so I hear that you are starting a business. I hear that you're moving away from your childhood neighborhood. And am I also hearing that you there's a shift in your relationship with religion?
I went through some issues. You know, I've been going through childhood regression therapy a lot.
Okay.
And that's kind of changed my outlook on my religion and also my family.
Okay. So you know what we're going to, because you've got a lot going on here. So what we're going to do is ask the cards just to offer some insight on your path. You know, I get transition, but I'm getting that you're already in transition. So I want to see if we can get some highlights from the cards on what we can expect down the road, especially it sounds like regarding your relationship, not just with religion, but I'm getting with energy. It's interesting. What I'm getting is it's not just religion, but I know that's how we're identifying it right now. So let me just take a look.
More of a family problem.
Okay. Yeah. They're talking about a veil.
They diagnosed me multiple personality times.
Okay.
Which I'm not multi-personality. Maybe I'm a little, sometimes I'm funny, but.
Yeah. So what was coming through, and thank you for sharing that, what was coming through was the veil being lifted off your eyes, and that's kind of a big deal right now. So we're getting a blend of what's going on for you. One of the first cards that's coming up for us is the Three of Rods. And I know I'll have to keep this brief because we've only got about 5 minutes left, but if you like, you can call me back at 234-97 Tarot and we can pick this back up or schedule another time. But so we're seeing our Three of Rods and we're seeing our Six of Cups. Three of Rods having to do with, okay, now what are we going to do? What are we going to create? Almost like, where are we? We're almost having to reassess and look down and see what we've got going on and what's around us before we can take a step. We're also seeing our six of cups. This card usually has to do with nostalgia. So, well, hold on a second here. Let me look at everything together. Okay, so what's coming up for you, Adam, is that we're looking at
Three of Rods.
Yeah, your Three of Rods is there, and I'm looking at a few other cards. One of them is the Knight of Swords. We're also seeing the Queen of Swords, and we're seeing a Queen of Swords.
Not the Three of Rods. I only had one uncle. There's only one.
Sorry.
Rod. Nothing. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, no. So it's interesting because what's happening is what I'm getting from the cards is making decisions and sticking with them. What I'm getting is that there's so much going on, there's so much energy, and there's going to be so much energy going on that we're going to have to make some decisions, Adam, that even though they might not be the long-term decisions that we're going to live and breathe by, so to speak, these are going to be decisions that are going to have to work for us for now. It's kind of like if you don't stand for anything, you're going to fall for anything. So the cards are talking.
It's only for now.
Yes. And this is going to change and this is going to shift, but there's so much energy. Yeah. Now, I will say one more thing is you've got the moon, which is the 18 of the major arcana. And this card is where it's at for you. This is where stuff gets to continuously surface, and it's going to be your decision and choice to address what's in front of you or let it go back under the surface. For you, what I'm getting is you taking power back. We're making decisions based on this, and even if it's not right now, it's going to be right. Even if it's not right in the long term, it's going to be right for right now. So what the cards are saying is you get to look at the ugly stuff, and you get to make decisions based on that, and then you get to move ahead and look at more ugly stuff and so on until everything is out on the table. It's dusted off, and you can decide what you want to keep. So, it's decision-making time.
The table's going to be good on the table. Be all right.
you'll have good. But you know what? This is what I'm getting for you is this is what you want. We want to know what we're dealing with. Tell us what we're working with so we can handle it. And so that's what I'm getting from these cards.
I want to deal with it, but I keep getting these fucking things where I look back at the situation when I was a kid and I relive it. It screws me all up. And religion's blown it up for me and nothing's working.
Well, that's a big one. First,
and now
I still have
these regressions where I turn into this. I turn into my Uncle Paul who's passed.
Mm.
And I turn into him.
For you, Adam, and for anyone else, give me a call at 234-97 Tarot. We can pick these conversations back up and get more in depth. And I want to ask you callers to remember that we want to be respectful and not curse on the air. We want to make sure that everyone enjoys what they hear.
Yeah,
so
dial that number. You're going to be all right.
Yes.
You're going to be safe.
234-97 Tarot.
You're going to be okay.
You guys.
You're going to be okay.
Yeah,
Just cuddle it.
All right, Adam, I've got to run and close up the show. Thank you very much. Take care. Thank you. And, guys, I want to say thank you so much for making my first show memorable, great feedback, great energy. I'm like I said, a work in progress for this. I want to make sure that we're all respecting each other's time, energy, and space. So keeping it clean on the phone, give me a call at 234-97 Tarot. If we want to pick a conversation back up, it has been my pleasure to be here. I will talk to you guys again in a week.